Jackson's in for a kōrero, and you know, it's a tough gig too when you're in this sort of limbo state. He's still the Minister of Māori Development until a new government is confirmed. But of course, like others too, you have to say goodbye to good staff that have been around you, and that's the reality of life as a politician. Willie J, thanks for joining us. Tēnā koe.
Morena,
Dale. Yeah, so you're still sort of a caretaker minister, but unable to do anything major. It must be quite sad, though, eh, when you've got good people who you've trusted in your enclave, those who've worked with and beside you, and now having to say, unsure of what's in there next for you. What's the story? This is happening with all ministers, I guess, or previous ministers, having to wave goodbye to their staff. What's going on in that regard, Willie?
I've been very lucky. I've had the most wonderful staff over 6 years, over the last 6 years, Dale. So today I'm just going down, having some lunch with them and thanking them for, you know, their contributions over the last 6 years. And it's, not easy, you know, because they've been so loyal and supportive. My advisor, you have met my advisor, Michael Tukaki. He's been just fantastic advisor, you know, one of the best advisors, not just Māori political advisors, but political advisors you could ever come across, you know. He's and our people have got to know him well too, you know, because when, you know, you get overwhelmed, and you know, he gets to know the different players and characters in Te Ao Māori. And so he, you know, it's going to be so sad losing, well, when I say losing Mike, but, you know, us not working together in that, because he'll always be part of what I do. And, you know, that's what happens with some of them. They become, you know, lifelong friends. It has always been my experience with different staff through the years. But, you know, I've had terrific staff in from Te Puni Kōkiri. Some of them will be going back into the agency. Also, I've had, you know, Māori housing staff, ACC staff, you know, because in my various portfolios. So always a sad time, you know, for not just me, but for any minister that really who, you know, you get so close to some of your people because you're, you know, we're so involved with each other, and not just, you're not talking 3 or 4 hours a day, you know, you're talking 8, 10, 12 hours a day, and so I value all their contributions, and I'll thank them, and we'll have a few laughs today, and then what was it? We're not exactly parting yet either, because we've still got another couple of weeks. I think the special's coming on November the 3rd, so. And I don't think they'll be ready to set up a government on the Monday. It might be another couple of weeks after that. So, you know, we may well be together in name only, really, because we're not doing much because we're caretaker government. But might be for another, it's a minimum of 2-3 weeks, but it might be longer, you know, who knows. But these are important times, I think, in terms of relationships and what's been built up over the years. And one thing that's does give you time to thank your staff, and I'll be doing that today, and there'll be a couple of who are not going to be there, so I'll catch up with them over the next couple of weeks also.
Tēnā koe. You know, in life you gather tools for the next stage, and of course I'm anticipating that when you do finally leave Parliament that you'll return to Māori development, urban Māori development as well. You've mentioned that you want to stay on to just ensure that the party has some fight in it against potential serious changes in attitudes to Māori development issues. You haven't put a time frame on that. Could we anticipate 6 months or something, or are you just leaving that one open?
I think I'll have a good look. You know, I think to get to where we want and make sure the WOCA's all set up, that I'll, you know, probably have to give at least 6 months, and then I'll probably have a re-look at things. But that's what I would anticipate, I think. You know, that would be fair, you know. Probably 3 months is probably too low, and I think at 6 months I'll know where I'm going, but I've been sort of convinced to hang around, and you know, Andrew Little's leaving, so We've got some good talent, though, that maybe I can help in terms of the transition and also the response, because we don't know what's coming at us, particularly from the ACT Party. And I think I've got a bit of experience and might be able to help in that response from our party. The opposition, which is also Māori Party Greens, you know, the challenge is, can we actually strategize to be a really, really effective opposition? And we might have to come together, Dale, very strongly, particularly if we have attacks on the treaty and the principles and the and possible referendum, all that sort of stuff is being mooted. And so, I might be able to help in that area. And so at the moment, I'll hang in there for a while and see how we go. I'm quite clear. I didn't come to Parliament to be in opposition, but at the same time, I have an obligation to our people that I shouldn't walk away from, as I've been reminded. And if my skills are needed right now, then I'll try and help out in any way I can, I think, over the next few months, Dale, and then see where things are at.
Tēnā koe, of all the kaupapa that you've tried to advance for pro-Māori development, what disappoints you most at not being able to fulfil that start that you've created in that space? I mean, there's a lot of Māori issues that might not go forward in the way you would have advanced them if you had been successful on October 14, but what's most disappointing that you're unable to champion going forward?
I think that's a good question. I think we've got a number of initiatives that don't need to be touched. They just need to be continued. And I've had a quiet kōrero with Tama Pōtaka, who I hope he does get the Minister of Māori Development job. I think Tama's got the background and skills for that job. And, I've always been, we give each other a bit of stick in the house and all that sort of thing, and in the media sometimes we need people with that sort of background and experience to take on the job. I hope National don't go too further than that, because there's no obvious contenders for that position, in my view, apart from Tama. So, and what I've said to Tama, as I've said to all people, politicians in the House, the leaders, Seymour included, I told them when I took on the position, my door was always open, because our initiatives should not be, don't need to be tinkered with, you know. So we've got, you know, procurement where Māori businesses are being prioritised. We've got investment in Māori broadcasting that just needs to be continued and advanced. We've got cadetships. We've got, investment in whānau order. I've got, I've been able to be, lead the negotiations on budget funding every year, which has come out to $1 billion a year. And I'm saying to the Tamas of this world, why shouldn't we continue that? Because we've been so underfunded and under-resourced for many years. So, so there'll be a number of areas that I'm worried about that could be tinkered with if Seymour gets his way. But if common sense gets its way, then there's no reason why National shouldn't continue so much of the work that I suppose I've put in place in Māori development. And the work I've put in place hasn't been done in secrecy. Everybody knows about the work I've done. As I said, when I became Minister, Dale, I said, I have an open-door policy to you all, David Seymour included, Chris Luxon, who I talk with, all of them, the Greens, Te Pāti Māori. If you agree or disagree with any of the kaupapas I'm involved with, Māori Housing stands out too, then come and see me. So I never tried to hide anything from anyone because I believe our kaupapa should, Māori should be apolitical. They should be, everyone should support it. So there's no reason to shut anything down, Dale, and I'm hoping that that'll be I'm hoping that there's going to be a seamless transition, Dale.
Tēnā koe, Willie. Our thoughts with you too as you wave goodbye to good people. That's the reality of a political life, though, I guess, and you've been there and done that before as well. The fight goes on, the struggle without end. Willie Jay with us today. Thanks very much, Willie.
Kia ora, brother. Go the All Blacks. Go the All Blacks.
And go all the right. All Blacks. Fair enough, too. Absolutely. Go the Kiwis against the Aussies in Melbourne. Also,